Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments with C. Melita Webb. Today I thought we would actually share a few spoken poems with you. I think we all can use some inspiration, motivation, encouragement, and just a beautiful way to lift our soul. So as you join me today, take a few cleansing breaths. And let all your worries fade away. The first poem that I really love is one called You Were Born for Greatness. And I don't think I have shared this before. You were born for greatness. Blessings were spoken for you. Prayers were written in our hearts. Songs were created and gracefully performed. Dancers leapt, twirled, and their spins were meticulously executed. Dreams were renewed, hope elevated, and wishes perfected. Faith in the universe was revived. For me, the world had once again found a key to unlocking all of life's treasures. Mountains were moved, seas were crossed, skies opened, and sacred blessings poured out. All on the day you were born, for you were born for greatness. I hope you like that. That is a poem that I wrote about becoming a mother for the second time. I write as a way to relax my mind and keep my spirits up. I spend a lot of time alone because of the chronic pain that I deal with. It's very hard for me to engage sometimes because I can't think when I'm fighting pain. What I try to do with my writing is channel the energy into my my phone or my iPad and to speak loving words and to connect with my still small voice in my heart that helps me feel connected to God. I wrote to kind of be a path for the next generation, for them to know that that God is there and that they can connect with Him when they're ready to. And after we realize that these books and the poems and prayers were helping other people, we started then trying to figure out what it is that I needed to help me move myself along through the pain cycle and life challenges. And so with the first book, that one, you know, was more so to meet my father's request for me to publish something and really touch me. And that poem, that particular book, is just filled with some of the best things I had written for the last 10 years before publication. And so it's a little different than how we did the concept for the rest of the collection. When I write, it's like I'm able to get past the pain, even if I'm still in pain. It helps me feel like pain is not winning, you know? And so it's kind of different because if you've never dealt with chronic pain or even with daily pain for any length of time, it's hard to understand. I remember when I had my first migraine, I was like, what is this? Because I heard people talk about not being able to do things or go places and couldn't go to work. And I'm thinking, you got a headache and you're not going to work? Come on. And I remember the first time I got a migraine, I was at work. And I remember asking somebody, I was like, what is going on? Because I had never had that kind of pain. And so once I experienced it, I was like, okay, now I understand why they can't get out of bed. Okay, now I understand why they can't go to work. But you just don't understand it. And so when you're going through something like that, it separates you from a lot of people. And it gets to be hard. And so I think, you know, I think I've gotten better at dealing with it. But the interesting thing is that there are so many people that actually have chronic pain. And so I think that if you're one of them, what would be helpful for you is if you found something that you could put your heart in. I don't know whether you paint or you draw, you color, you do puzzles, but you find something that you can rely on to help you look past the pain. And it's not easy, and it doesn't always work, but it does give you hope. I hope that that you understand what I mean. And like I said, I know that a lot of people are helping people who have chronic illnesses and chronic pain and disabilities and other things that they're fighting with. And a lot of people think they understand, but take it from me, you don't understand until you go through it. Because I initially didn't even have a concept that anyone was living daily in that kind of pain. I knew that some people with severe illnesses experience pain while they were going through the illness, but I didn't know that you could wake up one day and your whole life be changed because of pain. And, you know, in my case, it wasn't like I went to sleep and woke up. I had the surgery, experienced the pain during the surgery. And then as the numbing drops, they wore off, the pain kept increasing. And so, you know, chronic pain is life-changing. But it doesn't have to be life-ending. And the illness that I fight with, which is chronic regional pain syndrome, also called reflex sympathetic dystrophy, is called the suicide disease because a lot of people who are going through it or have been through it lose their ability to maintain their life in a way that they can see a benefit. And so there is a lot of people who commit suicide once they are affected. So my hope is to be a voice for others who are going through challenges such as this. And I hope that my words bring you some solace. I want to end this podcast with another poem. At the time I was writing these poems and prayers, I had no thought of actually publishing. That was something my father had asked me to do. And so I thank God for my parents because they held me together in ways that no one expects to have to be held together once you reach adulthood. And so when I was feeling a little broken and I was speaking to God in my heart, and it's called My Eyes, and it's written from the standpoint of God speaking to one of his beloved children. And that's the beauty of The Light That Is You, which is my second book. It's one that the senior centers love and church groups love because it has a whole section on prayers and encouragement. So here is my eyes. Look through my eyes. See yourself as I see you. After all, you are my creation. When I look at you, I am mesmerized. You see, I recognize the you which is deep inside. If you look at yourself through my eyes, you too would see the truth that is you. I created you to be caring, strong, and to honor my name. Remember, I see you when no one else sees you. I know what is in your heart and in your mind at all times. Remain strong and keep marching on. So I hope that those words bring you some joy and encouragement. Until we speak again, have a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and an amazing, restful evening. Goodbye.